Okay, if you're a small business owner, you run a brick and mortar business, you might be asking yourself, like so many other people ask, like, what are the best ways to promote a brick and mortar business? And you know, this is such a broad question to ask because every small business is a bit different, so it really depends. But let's look at some of the fundamentals you gotta put in place anyway. The first one is obviously you want to have some kind of display advertising, some kind of outdoor street traffic display advertising, which means like you want things like billboards, if that's available to you. You want posters on the street, again, depending on availability. Certainly, this way you capture the traffic that's just naturally in your business space. You want to make sure you capture as much of that as possible. You also want to put display signage in your windows, right? Make sure at least you know the name of your store and everything like that clearly visible from afar. If possible, you got some kind of signposts in the area, depending on what you're allowed to do and what your environment allows. So that's that for fixed signage. And then you also want to be distributing flyers. Obviously, that complements the fixed signage. Now, with flyers, you can have somebody on the street distributing them to everybody passing by, depending on how busy your local area is. If it's not that busy, then you want yourself to go out into town and actually distribute them in areas where you can find the kinds of people that make for good prospects for your products and your services. And then there's a lot more that you can do, like depending on what kind of business you're doing, you can use you know, live music, or you know, you can play you know, music at your place, especially if it's like a hospitality type business, if you're a restaurant, if you're a bar, a club, you know, it depends on what kind of business you have, so that you kind of create the impression that this is the place where, obviously, if you want to have a cool time and you know, if you want to relax, this is the place to go. There's a lot more that you can do, but some of the other ways that you can supplement these methods are social media marketing. I really love social media marketing, even for brick and mortar businesses, because it gets you so much awareness. And people get to know, like, okay, this is available at such and such a place. You can also do local SEO. I'm such a non-believer in SEO, but doing some local SEO can be super useful so that people can find you when they are searching for like a spa in XYZ city. Like you want to be findable online. Just be careful with SEO, like, you know, don't do some ninja stuff that, you know, that's against you know, the search engine terms, and be careful of you know, people selling snake oil, obviously. There's a lot more you can do, and if you want more methods to market and grow your business, then you can check out my free Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. The link is in the description.